everybody, and welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. We are four new mommies beta testing parenthood, but today we're actually only three new mommies. We have Alex, Jennifer, and Natalie, myself. Natalie Morris is on assignment today, so she is not joining us. But we have a lot to talk about. This is the podcast where we talk about the things we've been writing about on mommybeta.com. And what we're writing about right now is what is on everybody's mind. It's holiday season. So Alex, do you want to kick us off on what you think the holiday season is all about?
I would love to. Hi, everybody. So what got me thinking about this is that I'm putting together Reese's Christmas list. And Natalie Gafori, thank you so much for the recommendation or the suggestion of building a list on Amazon. It has made my life so much easier because friends and family keep asking what to get Reese, and now I can just shoot them on the link and send them over to Amazon. So thank you.
Yeah, we've really liked that too.
So last year was a little crazy. It was Reese's first Christmas, and she just got, I mean, she was 5 months old. She got so much so that I just this month finished giving her last gift from Christmas and Hanukkah that she received last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she just had so much. So it's a little bit overwhelming. And I just, you know, while I'm so grateful and so I just feel lucky that we have so much, I don't think she needs it. And I feel like she's too young to start to understand and appreciate all these gifts. And I don't want her to expect it also. When I was growing up, my mom didn't have that much money. And I honestly didn't know until I was older because it was all about family. And, you know, we'd always have a stocking when we'd wake up in the morning. And we had each have a few gifts, but those few gifts meant so much to us. And we were so excited to open them. But I remember feeling grateful every time, even if it was just, you know, new coloring crayons and a coloring book or a Barbie. I was so thankful. And I want Reese to have that same appreciation. So I struggle back and forth with, you know, I can afford to buy her what she wants and doesn't need, you know, but where do I draw the line? Because I don't want her to lose that appreciation. So I'm kind of struggling with that because I think Christmas is, and Hanukkah, we're celebrating both. It's about family and giving and just being around each other and lots of food, of course. So I would love to hear what you guys have to say about this.
Oh, that's a hard one. I mean, I think if we had the answer to that, you know, it would be... you know, it's funny because I, growing up, there were always, you know, lots of things under the tree, and Christmas was a big deal, and, you know, there were, you know, way more presents than there needed to be, and that was great, and it was fun, and it's been kind of an adjustment as I've gotten older that the focus of things has shifted. Our family's gotten much bigger, so there are more people that the money has to be spread around between, so it's actually been kind of hard for me to get used to the fact that, you know, I'm kind of the opposite. I grew up with lots and lots of presents, and now we get fewer and fewer things every year because there are more and more people to spread the love with. And I think it, you know, it is important to kind of to make the focus on family. And ours, it was, you know, it was always, you know, family was a big part of it, but presents were also a huge part of it. So I think you're smart to kind of nip it in the bud a little bit and be conscious of it now when you can set expectations, because I think that's what almost everything in life is about expectations. You know, you grew up knowing that, you know, there would be a few really special gifts under the tree, and then that was what you, you know, had in mind. That was what you were visualizing. And there was no, you know, disappointment for you if, you know, there weren't 100 presents, because there, you didn't even have the idea that there could be 100 presents.
Right. I was so excited. And yeah, building the Christmas list, and it was, you know, I would have like 15 gifts, and I knew I was only going to get a handful of those gifts. But I... you know, that wanting, I always wanted for more. And so I strived for more, and I want Reese to, you know, value that. And, you know, just with her, all of her grandparents, she has so many, you know, if it were up to them, they would buy everything on that wish list. So I made it very clear, this is a wish list. She doesn't need everything on this list. So I think a couple weeks before, or maybe a week before Hanukkah and Christmas, I'm going to pull the list down.
Oh, that's smart.
Just so, I mean, she's going to be a year and a half. She doesn't need a lot. She's just a happy little girl. And I love that. That sounds like a smart idea.
I used to always purchase my holiday gifts last, but this year I'm ahead of the game. And even with putting the list together, I'm sure you ladies have found this. It's hard. It takes time. And then even thinking about yourself and coming up with your own Christmas list. My mom is asking, what do you want? And I say, oh my gosh, I have to figure out what I want too.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's harder to figure out what I want than what I want for him.
It's lately, a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Lately, I start my list and then I start seeing more cute things and more because you haven't, as a mom, I don't go shopping that often. And then I start seeing all these really cute things that, oh, it's a good thing I didn't know this was out there.
I'm all about experiences right now. So I'm, you know, where it's like a date night or a gift certificate to a new restaurant.
That's great.
I know a lot of moms who get gift certificates and they don't ever use them. And I never understood this. And I know why. It's really hard to nail down a babysitter. So I take advantage when we have family visiting and I use them as babysitters. And Josh and I will either use a gift certificate and go out or, you know, I recently used a gift certificate to a spa. So that's what I'm asking for Christmas, just experiences.
Nice.
That's great. I have less clutter.
Yes, exactly. If you don't need it. I mean, my list is pretty much shoes and a sander. I want to strip our dining room table. It's an ambitious project, but I'm hoping I can do it. I might call you, Natalie, to help me upholster the chairs. Awesome. But my shoes, I literally wear my shoes out. I don't know if you ladies do this, but I have holes in my shoes. I wear them to the point of, I should literally buy two pairs of my favorite shoes whenever I buy them because I love them so much that I always wear them to death.
I remember that about working with Jennifer in the city. The heels of her shoes were always missing the little caps on the end and were always like all worn down and ragged on the edges. So and it's sad. Like, Jennifer, you just bought those shoes. What did you do?
I don't know. I walk heavy. I'm not a heavy girl, but somehow my shoes just get worn down. I stomp, I think.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but I agree on all of the above of trying to start minimally. And it is a challenge, Alex, because Reese does have so many grandparents, as you said.
Mm-hmm. And they all just want to shower her with love, and I think in their minds, love is, it's not material, it's not only material, but I think that's just one way of showing how much they love her.
And it's also keeping the sanity and the balance, too, is a challenge, I'm sure, on all the travel around during the holidays or how you decide to split that up each year.
Right, yep. We decided last year that we are going to do every other year, so we did Thanksgiving with my in-laws this year, and then we're going to do Christmas with my family, and then the following year we'll just switch.
So, Jennifer, how do you handle your holidays with your family spread out all over the world or the United States?
Well, actually, they're primarily in one location, Arkansas, and I don't think they're going to be going much further from there.
Well, with Tom's family, I mean, family in the broader sense, Tom's family and your family. So Tom's family's in the Bay Area and your family's in Arkansas, which some may consider another world.
Yes. It's a great world to go visit, as Natalie was able to experience at our wedding.
It was really cool. Sean still talks about the barbecue.
Oh, y'all should come back. You could spend Christmas in Arkansas. It might be a white Christmas there, too. I know Tahoe. You go to Tahoe occasionally, right?
Yeah, we usually head up to Tahoe after Christmas.
I see. So, yeah, my parents are 3,000 miles away, and growing up as you girls did, Christmas was a really big occasion in our house. We always had, it was pretty much set. And I was going to say this earlier, but traditions, I think, really made the holiday really special. And Alex touched on this in her post, but we always did dinner and gifts from the grandparents the night before Christmas. And then we would wake up on Christmas Day and open our presents. And then I would smell the onions and celery sauteing in butter. And my sister and I would play.
You're making me hungry.
Our toys. You know, there's a certain smell related to holidays in each household, depending on what that dish is that your parents make. And my grandparents would come over for lunch that day. So that was sort of our tradition. And of course, gifts were involved. And I loved going to sleep every night. I mean, the Christmas Eve before the big day, my sister and I would be in the same room and we could swear we heard Rudolph on the roof. And I had loved that experience. And it does make me a little sad that Elle won't probably be in her own bed the night before Christmas and be running into the tree that we've all worked so hard to decorate and make pretty. But I love the fact that she'll be with my parents and her cousins and all of that. So that well compensates for that. But I just thought it'd be, I just wanted to put it out there if any other parents were feeling that way. But the trick for me is when Elle actually gets old enough to understand the whole Santa concept, how do we make that work? If I want to give her a bike for Christmas one year, do I have to give her that in Arkansas and ship it back here? So I didn't know what you girls thought or any of our readers thought of opening Christmas gifts before Christmas or how you explain that. And then she's around all of her cousins playing with their toys they received from Santa. So it's a tricky situation. Do you ladies have any suggestions?
I think you can be inventive. I think I was talking to my preschool teacher yesterday, and I was saying how Dominic found one of the Christmas presents that I had planned to give him from Santa, and that I was worried that I couldn't give to him from Santa now because he would know and it was going to confuse him. And she said, you know, you can get really inventive. For instance, you can say, well, you know, with the economy, Santa just needs a little help. Everybody's having a hard time. And, you know, Santa just needed a little help this year. So mommy and daddy helped Santa. And we got you this bicycle from Santa. And he thought we should give it to you now so you could ride it now, you know, something like that. You know, or someone on the blog suggested that there's a Santa tracking app where Santa can track mommy and daddy's iPhone and know where to deliver the presents. You know, I think, you know, Santa's all about fantasy. So mm-hmm. you can create your own fantasy around Santa and kind of explain anything you need to explain. I think a little imagination is all it really takes.
I love that. That is, I really am going to look and see if they have an app for tracking Santa. There has to be.
There has to be.
Absolutely. And you know what, Jennifer, about not being, you said, you know, it's all about tradition and not being, you remember waking up in your own home, but Elle's only going to remember Christmas at her granny's house. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be so special for her, being there with her grandparents and her cousins. She's going to have so much fun. So it's just a different tradition for her, and it's going to be just as special.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good way to put it. I hadn't even thought of that. And actually, this reminds me of something else, of thinking about our experiences growing up. And I've thought occasionally about the things that I experienced growing up as a child and in a very small town in Arkansas, and how my daughter's experience is going to be so different from that, and how I'm sad that she won't have the same experiences in some aspects that I did. But there's a lot of opportunity here, and I know she'll have a really good time. But I'm sure you ladies have thought about that too, since Natalie, you grew up raising hundreds of rabbits. And
yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, each of our kids' experience and story is going to be different than our own, and that's kind of hard. You know, you kind of want for your kids what you had, or maybe a little better than what you had. And, you know, you can only, you know, do so much, and situations present themselves that you know, I can't have 10 cows in my backyard here. So, you know, Dominic will learn to know about cows by going to the fair, and, you know, if we strike it rich, we'll buy a ranch in Woodside and it'll be awesome. But, you know, otherwise, you know, he'll have his own thing. He'll have lizards or something. Oh God, I hope he doesn't have lizards. But
Tom had a rat.
He had a big pet rat
named Charlie.
Oh no.
So the good news is if we see a rat, he'll be the one to take care of it.
We still have a turtle in our garage that Sean got when he was 8.
A real turtle.
So don't buy your kids a turtle unless you're ready to take care of them for 25 years.
Oh wait. Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding. Tommy lives in our garage.
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could go there and visit right now?
Yeah, you could go see Tommy.
Oh my gosh, Reese loves turtles. I may have to.
Well, next time you're here, you guys can see Tommy.
I've never known this.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but, you know.
And does Dominic love Tommy? Does he?
He does. He looks at Tommy. The turtles carry salmonella, so I don't let him touch him because he's too little to know he can't touch him and then put his hands in his mouth. Mm-hmm. So he won't get to play with him until he's old enough to know that he's got to wash his hands really well after he plays with him and that sort of thing. But he likes to look at him. You know, he's right in the garage next to his stroller. So every time he gets in his stroller, we look at Tommy. We talk to Tommy. And he's got a nice little setup. He's got a little tank and a little heat lamp and the whole thing. But, yeah, so careful with the pets you keep your kids.
I'm sure pets will be a hot topic in the future.
Oh, yes. I know. Oh, my gosh. You know what's interesting? Because I'm seeing a lot of – so people get married, and then before they have kids, they kind of have a tester child, which is an animal, usually a dog. And I've seen this a lot. And then they have the child, and then the dog is kind of like – it just kind of gets left behind, not really, but it's just kind of is not a priority anymore. None of us mommy betas have animals.
Actually, Natalie has a cat.
I have a cat.
There's so much less maintenance.
Yeah, dogs, you have to walk. I feel like dogs are more like kids in the sense you have to, they need a babysitter when you leave.
I agree.
So I just think that's so interesting that none of, out of four of us, none of us have animals yet.
Yeah, that is strange. I just think a dog is so, I don't know. I'm not ready for a dog, especially when we're in the city. I mean, you have to take it out, you know, all the time. And, you know, here I've got a backyard, but it's not really big enough to let a dog run around. And
right. And Josh wanted a dog.
They're high maintenance. They seem even higher maintenance than a one-month-old baby.
Absolutely. Josh wanted a dog right before I got pregnant. And I said, I'm not going to have a dog and train a dog and then have a kid. It's either or, and I prefer a baby, so that's the route we went.
Well, we have a dog house here that the former owners left, but I'm not a morning person. I am happy that Elle is sleeping in until 8:30, so I don't want to have to wake up at 6 in the morning to go walk the dog. It's interrupting my beauty sleep, so.
Agreed.
I'm selfish in that. Oh, but I do want to have a question for you guys on the topic of dogs and as our minds wander as mommies. But Elle is really scared of dogs.
Really?
And I don't think any of your babies are afraid of dogs.
You know, it took a while. Reese wasn't scared, but she didn't love them. She'd just go, anytime she saw a dog. I guess she was a little scared. But I live on Polk, so anytime we see a dog, we walk up to the owner. She's in her stroller, or I'm holding her, and I ask, you know, are they friendly? Do you mind if we say hi? And so I'll put Reese down to eye level, and I don't let them jump on her because that's when she gets scared. And then we've been practicing petting them. And, you know, if the owner has a snack, sometimes she'll feed them, which is really nice. So maybe just trying a little bit more. Anytime you see a dog, just getting her used to it and exposed, because maybe she's just not, I mean,
around them enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we went to Thanksgiving at my sister-in-law's, there were three dogs there. One that's a pretty big but very gentle golden retriever, and the two golden retrievers, and then one little small pug dog. But anytime the dog came near her, and we would stand around the dogs and keep her pretty distant and pet on her and show her how nice they were. But I think that they're just so much bigger than her. Mm-hmm. If they started coming towards her, she would literally try to run. If she didn't think she was going fast enough, she would lay on the floor and cry.
Aww.
It was so sad, but I didn't think it was such a natural reaction of babies being afraid of dogs, because it seems like your little ones love
animals. Yeah, I think maybe she just hasn't been around animals very much, you know? She's not necessarily out walking on the street like Reese is, seeing the dogs. You know, she's not around like a cat like Dominic is. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what Alex said is just, you know, whenever you have the opportunity to just kind of say hi to the dog and kind of ease her into it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some people just don't like dogs. You know, maybe she's just not a dog. My husband is not a dog person. So maybe, you know, maybe she's just not a dog person, but you don't want her to be afraid. So I think trying to ease her into it is a good idea.
Yeah. Sean, Natalie's husband, is definitely a cat husband. I've never seen someone in love with cats so much.
Aww.
I think he convinced you to get the cat, right?
Yeah. Well, I got him the cat as a birthday gift, I think.
College.
So yeah, he's a big cat person. He had a couple bad run-ins with dogs when he was younger. So he has a good reason not to really love dogs. Mm-hmm. But speaking of animals, our sponsor is gazelle.com. Segue?
Yes.
So Gazelle is basically a great place to sell your electronics for cash or other cool things like Amazon gift cards or PayPal credit. Basically, they accept thousands of old electronics. So you can go through that box you have at home that has your old cameras, your old phones, and you can look it up on the website and you can see how much they're worth. And you get a little bit more back if you choose to get it as an Amazon gift card. They also do, you can do great fundraisers with Gazelle. And I think this is the coolest thing, is you can say for your preschool, if you're trying to raise money for your preschool, you can set up a Gazelle account and everybody from your preschool can send in their old electronics and that money goes to your preschool. So you can use, you can get cash back or you can use that money to buy toys or whatever new things that you need from Amazon for your preschool. So I think that the fundraiser aspect is super great. So we thank Gazelle.com for their support of the Mommy Beta podcast. And we hope you will check them out and tell them that Mommy Beta sent you. And speaking of fundraisers, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I'm going to tonight that I think is kind of neat. My preschool is having a fundraiser at a local toy store, and it's a small independent toy store, and they're closing the shop for the night and just having the moms and dads from preschool come in, and 10% of the proceeds will go to our school, which is super awesome. And they also have a giving tree where you can select a name to give a gift to a needy kid. And the other thing that's super neat about this is the teachers at our school put together a gift guide. So one of the, a couple of the things I wanted to just talk about that they suggested, I'm going to go into the 12 to 24 month range since that's where our kids are, is ride-on toys. So this is near and dear to Nick's heart. He, ride is one of his newest words, and he wants to ride everything. So we have like a little Santa guy that stands up. He's about 2 feet tall and he's cute and he's plush. And I've been letting Nick kind of play with him a little bit, but he now says Satin ride, because Satin is how he says Santa. It's better than when he used to call him Satan. But so he tries to ride Satin, and he rides, you know, he has a scooter he rides, but he also tries to ride pillows and balls and anything in the house. He has even has like a little toy horse that's about 5 inches high that he tries to ride. So we're focusing on riding toys for his Christmas presents. One of his grandmas got him a roadie. Basically, it's like a little inflatable horse. It's kind of like, think of those balls we had when we were like kindergartners, those big red balls with the handles on top. Do you guys remember those?
Yes.
That you sit on? Mm-hmm. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, where they run through the toy store and they're bouncing on those. Do you guys remember
that? Yeah, I remember. Christina Applegate.
Yeah, totally. So it's like that, but it's like the shape of a little pony and the ears you hold on to so you can bounce. So I just know that's going to be his favorite Christmas gift of all. It might even surpass what Sean and I got him, which is another riding toy. It's a tricycle.
Ooh. What did you guys decide on?
We ended up going big and doing the Kettler tricycle, which everyone suggested. It's definitely expensive. Mm-hmm.
Did you find a deal on it anywhere, or did you?
Yeah, it wasn't a great deal. I can't remember exactly what it paid. We ended up doing Amazon. It was the best deal we could find. I couldn't find, I really was looking for a Black Friday deal, but didn't find one of those. So, I mean, it was a little bit off of the regular price, but not a ton. But this is his basically the one Christmas present we're getting him, and we're hoping that it's something that can be used for several kids. So it's like top of the line kind of, you know, sturdy tricycle. It has a push bar and a seat belt, and we got the bell because everybody is saying the bell is the coolest thing.
Oh, he's going to love it.
No, he's so excited. He's going to be so excited. So that's going to be our big present from us, and we're going to put it together and have it all under the tree with a big bow so he comes out in the morning and he sees it. So I'm really excited. Are you guys doing any push toy or ride-on toys for your girls?
I'm considering a rocker similar to what Dom got last Christmas, and I haven't really found one that I want to get exactly yet. Yours is the Rockabye brand, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And is it tall enough? I mean, some of the reviews are really mixed on Amazon of, oh, it's so small, my little one can't even fit in it any longer, or...
I don't think it's small.
It's not? Okay.
I don't think so. I mean... You know, he's not going to use it until he's 4, but I think it's just the right height that he can get on and off of it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it were taller, I mean, he still wouldn't be able to get He still even sometimes has trouble getting on it. And okay. off it by himself. And I think if it was taller, he just wouldn't be able to do it at all. So the sizing has been fine for us. Yeah, that hasn't been an issue.
Okay, good. It seems like some of the animals, they have the frog, which you have, or they have the horse pulling the princess carriage one and a butterfly one. So maybe the different types are different sizes.
Maybe.
What do you think? Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, one other thing you could consider is that roadie that I was talking about, the bouncy thing. You can buy a rocker for that, and that might be kind of double duty, so you could use it as a rocker until she's big enough to bounce on it.
That's true. And I wanted to tell you that the triplets had the roadie horse and loved it.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, or they did when they were younger. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And there's also a very similar product from Trumpet that makes the little socks. It's called the Howdy Cow. And it's super cute. It comes in different colors, like a pink or a regular cow, but it's pretty much the same concept and the same material of bouncing around on the cow.
That's cute.
Yeah, and that one has really good reviews, too.
I'm looking at this roadie horse online. I never saw one. So cute.
Darling. Oh, and it comes in a bunch of different colors.
The little pink one with the little white spots. Oh, my gosh. I might have to add that to Reese's wish list, or Santa might have to get this for her.
And they're not too expensive, especially if you're doing it as a rocker. But Jennifer, if the triplets have them, they inflate. So if they have one, it wouldn't be hard to ship back to you.
Because right. I think deflate. They got rid of it. I think that I think they got it maybe when they were around two or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen it in years, so I don't know. Yeah, but I will ask them because, yeah, they do deflate and they could send it to us. But it was really popular for them. And I've seen some things about the Willy bugs. Have you guys tried those out at all? They're the little things that look like bugs and they're really close to the floor. I think they're made by Prince Lionheart.
I have seen those, but I've never seen one in person.
I've never seen one. I'm looking.
They have like little wheels, right?
Yeah, and I put Elle on one the other day in a Giggle store, and it was the smaller size because I've heard varied things of the smaller size is so tiny. And she looked really cute on it. She looked really comfy, and her feet perfectly hit the ground, and she was kind of swiveling back and forth. So I could see how it could be fun. I guess they get to go pretty fast if you want them to. And they didn't carry the size up in Giggle because they said that they're generally their ages skew to be younger than four. So I think that they're recommending that the bigger size be for the size four. But I had read reviews online that said that 1 or 2 year olds would be better for the larger size. So just depending on your kid's weight, if you're looking into those, just know that the sizes are there's a big difference.
That's interesting. We have a little radio flyer scooter that I think is kind of similar with the wheels that swivel around. And Dominic loves that thing. And I think it was pretty inexpensive. And it doesn't take up a lot of space in our house. That's his only real riding toy that he has right now, you know, aside from his 6-inch horse that he likes to try to ride.
Yeah, Reese has a little scooter. It was the 3-in-1 that turns into, first it was kind of a little walker. Then it turned into kind of a seated like truck, so she has to sit on it, and then it will turn into a scooter. So right now she sits on that and kind of pushes herself around, and she really likes that. I don't know if we'll be getting her anything extra.
And that was an awesome toy too, because as you mentioned, it was basically before she learned to walk, and now that she's walking, it's, you know, giving her something else to do because she can ride on it.
Absolutely. And then who knows, 6 months, a year, I have no idea. It'll be a scooter. And what I liked about that is just, we don't have a lot of space. It was kind of, it's just growing with her. And that is actually, we included that in our Mommy Beta gift guide for, was it?
Oh, right.
Natalie's
for babies.
Mm-hmm. It will be up today. It's my bad that it isn't up yet.
I think it's in the baby gift guide, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. Just because it starts as a walker.
Oh, right.
Sorry, and we will have the toddler gift guide up this afternoon, so you can see what we're suggesting for the little wobbling kids in your crew. And we also have a giveaway coming up. Alex, you want to tell us about that?
Yes, thanks to Safeway. We have a $100 gift card that can be used at Safeway, Vons, and several other grocery stores. We will be posting that giveaway up tomorrow.
Excellent. And also, I have a little victory if you guys don't mind me taking it today.
Go for it. Away.
So Dominic has, you know, I posted this week about how he is a pretty good talker, except for he doesn't say yes. But some of the things that he does say is he knows his colors now, which is super exciting. He used to say everything was green or yin. But now if you ask him what color it is, sometimes he'll still say green first, but then he'll tell you what the real color is. He knows, you know, all the regular colors like red and green and blue, but he's also learned pink and purple and gray and black and silver and white. So he's going crazy with the colors, and he's also starting to know some shapes. So he knows triangle and circle. Sometimes he says rectangle. So I'm just really excited.
That is so cool, Natalie. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of nuts to see him, like, you know, being able to describe something. Like, he'll pick it up and he'll say, you know, yellow fishy, or, you know, it's just like, it's just really interesting to see, you know, kind of his cognitive ability expand. So I'm very proud of my little guy. So that's my little victory for the week.
Oh, such a smart boy. Are you going to open your own preschool? Because I might enroll Elf.
I don't think it's me. I think it's him and, you know, all the little things that he gets to do. So
that's funny. Whenever Elle has a new trick, Tom, my husband, always says, "Oh, did Rosalba teach her that?" Like, I'm here with her 5 days a week, and she's here half days on 2 days, and you think she taught her this trick?
Funny. Sean always takes credit for teaching him things.
So does Josh, and I let him because he's not here. I'm like, oh yeah, Josh, like, he taught her how to get off of the couch. You know, he did actually work with her, but I'm with her most of the day. So even though it was his idea, I worked with her. But, you know, he'd come home from work and practice. Reese, how do you get off? No, you don't go front ways. You have to turn around and crawl.
Cute. So those daddies try to take all the credit. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a daddy who's trying to take the credit for the accomplishments that you've achieved with your little one, let us know. You can email us at mb@mommybeta.com, or you can tweet us at mommybeta, or of course we're on Facebook too, and we'd love to hear from you. If we get a comment or a particularly interesting email, we always share it with the group. So make sure to let us know what's on your mind. And thank you all for joining us, and we hope to see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You and me, happy as can be, flying through the park on our bikes on a Sunday afternoon. You and me, rolling on the floor, practicing your somersaults, your cartwheels, your donkey kicks and more. You grow so big overnight. How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms. Today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you. Drawing pictures wild and free while the paint goes flying. Your big smile, it brightens up the room. You and me reading books in bed, your head on my shoulder, your eyes on the pages ahead. To grow so big overnight, how did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms, today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you.